The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Ollie Pimlott are with you on the latest edition, looking ahead to Monday's racing. Good afternoon, Mr. Pimlott.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dunn.
All right.
Not too bad.
Today, for me, marks a real sort of shift change in the flat versus jumps season.
Yeah.
Where my thoughts are at. Not least because, number one, it's blimmin' cold today.
It's a lovely day.
It's lovely.
Blue skies.
It's autumnal.
But I think there'll be a frost in the morning.
Oh, there will. And also, we had to start fairly early today.
We did.
Obviously, the clocks have gone back. Yeah. And it just feels very jumpery all of a sudden.
Did you go out for Halloween, Alex?
I didn't.
No. I can't see you with a painted face.
No.
It would no good for your skin with that beard.
Not at all. I got very, not annoyed, that's the wrong word, but last night I was sat in looking on Facebook and Instagram, and all my friends were dressing up. Not all of them, but just people, you know.
All three of them.
Yeah. And I just thought, I can think of nothing I'd rather do less.
So did I. I had a long trip away with work yesterday. I came back. I got right back in time for the Anthony Joshua fight.
Yep.
Watched that and went to bed.
Yeah.
I was quite happy. Hangover free this morning. I went to the gym and I came to William Hill.
And you look great for it all.
Thank you.
Mine was a bit different. I watched Strictly Come Dancing, X Factor and Match of the Day. Two for the missus, one for me.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway.
She'll have gone to bed while Match of the Day was on.
She did. Yeah. She went to the bath, actually.
I think you're a bit of a secret, like Andy Holding. Are you more Strictly or X Factor?
X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Little Mix won it,
yeah,
I watched the whole series.
That was when you got hooked.
I was at uni then.
But Little Mix, they were a bit of a surprise, weren't they? They came from nowhere when they won it.
But at the same time, when I get into something, if I watch the first episode, I will watch it through.
Okay.
I don't like joining stuff halfway.
See, I've recently joined Narcos.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm hooked now.
Yeah.
I watched the first series in
That a few months ago with Breaking Bad.
Right.
Hadn't seen an episode and managed to watch the whole thing in about 2 months.
Worth a look?
Oh, very good. Very good.
What's it about Breaking Bad?
Mainly drugs.
All right. So it's similar to Narcos then?
I think people who like one like the other, as a rule. So, but anyway, 2.5 minutes into the racing podcast and we've not discussed a horse.
I would say that is the best 2.5 minutes you'll hear of this racing podcast.
Quite possibly. Monday's action is
low-key.
Moderate, isn't it?
Low-key.
Yeah. There's a William Hill-sponsored card, though, at Ayr to look forward to. Also racing at Leicester and Redcar, as well as meetings over in Ireland as well. So there is plenty to look forward to. Just before we touch on a nap and a next best all for Monday, just looking back at the weekend's action, only one place to start. That is Aidan O'Brien. He has now trained 26 Group 1 winners in a season. He is a record breaker. That is, I mean, obviously it's been on the horizon for a while. But when you actually break it down and think about it, you just go, crikey, I would give anything to have one
in
any season.
And what was rather apt is that John Gosden followed him home in the Racing Post Trophy. Because he's the only one with a Nable and Cracksman. Yeah. Who's been able to win these other group races?
It is incredible that he's. I mean, I know there's lots of money in it. Obviously, he's supported by the right people, but you've still got to get them fit and on the race course. And
what I found incredible is it's an even split between colts and fillies that he's won with.
Nice.
13 of each. We think of the likes of Sir Henry Cecil, obviously Frankel, but people you say is a great trainer of fillies.
Yeah.
Aidan O'Brien is just a great trainer, full stop. Doesn't matter if he's got a filly or a colt, both come alike. And what I've found even more this year, Alex, is how durable they've been.
Yeah. He doesn't wrap up in cotton wool much, does he?
You don't. I mean, people go on about their record first time out. It's terrible. I think he's only had 4 or 5 first time out winners all season. But that's because day one is the first day at school.
Yeah.
They're just getting a bit of experience. But they're still, these fillies especially, at this time of year, still thriving. The name escapes me, and it always escapes me. The filly that won at Doncaster at the St. Ledger meeting that had had 16 starts. And it missed 6 weeks due to a suspension when it was done for running and riding at Dundalk. And it won the Group 3 at Doncaster.
Let me think.
It's really annoying me, and I always forget the name. But I think that's his best training performance of the year. To keep a filly on the go for that many runs, I've missed 6 weeks of the season, Music Box. That's it.
Thank you, Google.
Yes. Music Box. Incredible training performance. So, made its debut, Alex, at Dundalk, 31st of March. Then it had a 6 week ban for a non trier. So, that's 6 weeks it couldn't run in. It ran, was it 16 times since?
Plenty of efforts.
And its best run came on its final start at Doncaster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an incredible bit of training.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a case of just chucking it out, is it? And just going, oh, we'll just go there and there. It's planned ahead. It's, you know, they've clearly thought about it. And no, he's an absolutely superb trainer. And congratulations to Aidan O'Brien. On the jumps front this weekend, action at Cheltenham. And much like Monday's action, it's almost a low-key start to Cheltenham. It's sort of great to have it back, but at the same time, the star quality wasn't there. But it's still fantastic to see racing around there.
Good week for a good couple of days.
You can't help but warm to it.
Yeah, good couple of days for Nigel Twiston Davies. Got his horses as forward as ever, but you look back through Cheltenham, was there really a superstar that we saw this week?
Don't think so.
Wouldn't say so, would you?
No. Although the Nigel Twiston Davies comment, we could just clip up and put out every single year around this time, couldn't we?
We could. Because
it always starts well.
Yeah.
And of course, we're not too far away from the Charlie Hall now. And obviously Nigel Twiston Davies and Ollie McGurn.
Ollie McGurn, what a legend.
I know. You wonder if he'll be taking part again, because he always just seemed to
I don't think he
up.
Will be, Alex,
no,
this year.
I don't. I think he'd be struggling. But when I was getting into racing,
he'd be one of the flagships.
Oh, he was. And just
used to go to Weatherby, I take it, Alex,
absolutely.
Watch
him. Just every year, you'd be like, oh, there he is again. There he is, running gallantly and just getting headed after the last. Yeah. But that's next weekend,
isn't it? Put Ollie McGurn in. He used to take on some old warriors, didn't he? Ollie McGurn.
I can remember him getting beaten by State of Play in the Charlie Hall for Evan Williams. If we look back, Weatherby form.
He beat King Harold. He was an old warrior as well. Kingscliff.
Finished behind Corto a few times and Denman in good races. State of Play.
Beaten by Deep Purple, I think, 1 year.
Yeah. They're the two that I remember most vividly because they were both trained by Evan Williams. I think there was a David Pipe runner in that race as well, in that renewal of the Charlie Hall, although I've just clicked on Weatherby and not the actual date of the race. Tamarin Blur.
Tamarin Blur.
Church Island. Snoopy Loopy.
Snoopy Loopy. I think that year he went on to win the Betfair Chase.
It's great when you look back at... This is why I think I prefer jumps racing, is purely because horses just keep
turning
up. Let's
have a look
up
at the Charlie Hall the year before, Alex, while we're getting nostalgic.
2008 renewal of the Charlie Hall was State of Play beat Ollie McGurn, Snoopy Loopy, Turco, Munka Hostin and Hard Act to Follow.
Munka Hostin, I'm sure he used to turn up in it year after year.
Yeah, but it's just, it's one of those races you just, I love it because it's, well, for one it's local.
Yes, it's on the road.
I know a lot of people will be like, well, hang on, I don't care about Weatherby, but when you do get the chance to see quality animals at a track that can attract quality animals but doesn't all the time.
They need the ground to turn, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of the time. And of course, Ollie McGurn did win the Charlie Hall back in, it was 2007, wasn't it? Beating State of Play to second. Munka Hostin, Madison de Burleigh, Kingscliff, Aces 4, Turco pulled up. Incredible, isn't it?
Lovely stuff.
Right, well, we've taken a trip down memory lane. We've discussed TV programmes. Shall we have a look to Monday's racing?
Why not?
Okay. You've got a nap and a next best.
I have.
The next best we'll start with, that's coming up at Ayr, the 2:40, the William Hill Best Odds Guaranteed Chase over the extended 2.5 mile trip. And it looks fairly open. There's a few who do arrive here with the advantage of a recent run. That could be key.
Could well be key. The one I'm going to go with is my Napa next best. I thought it was tricky tomorrow. You know, you got flat race in the end of the year at Leicester, 8-race card there. Flat race in the end of the year, loads of runners at Redcar.
Mm.
Just very, very tricky. Low-grade stuff as well. I was going to go with Royal Plaza, who, again, you're not really thinking outside the box here. He bettered his hurdles efforts for Alan King when he switched to the Ollie Murphy Yard last time and just got done at Huntingdon. He was reported to have had a wind operation.
I believe so, yes.
Prior to that run, Charlie Post rode him that day. No disrespect to Charlie Post, but Richard Johnson takes over.
Mm.
You would say that is a jockey uplift. And I thought this was quite a tricky race, because a lot of the protagonists come off long layoffs.
Mm.
I mean, you look through it, the Whittington Horse Star Tackle, 200, well over 200 days. Glingerside, nearly 200. Locknell, nearly 200. And the ones that have run recently, likes of Back in the Saddle and Here Comes Love, I don't think are up to winning it.
No, they're sort of steady, but...
Yeah.
They're probably
well
going to finish
par,
fifth and sixth.
Sets a bit of a standard.
Yeah.
Chased home Barry's Jack, who has won twice over hurdles since at Perth.
And Soxy impressed me at times last year. Is, as the name would suggest, she's flashy. She's
yeah.
got...
And the tongue tie, when they put the tongue tie on last year, it seemed to turn her form completely around. So that was the key to her. But off a current mark of 116, I'm not sure there's much.
No,
much
I think she's one to keep on side with through the course of the season. But
I
maybe
think
not
she'll
on this
be
occasion.
better against her own sex.
Yes.
And there'll be a lot of races for her this year.
Mm.
But Royal Plaza, say, had that wind up. And very often... they improve for the wind up, not the first time, but the second time, because the horse actually realises, oh, I can breathe.
Hang on,
I can breathe here. and it was actually probably his best run for a while for Ollie Murphy when finishing second last time at Huntingdon. Obviously, Alan King, a very hard train to improve on.
Hmm.
It improved slightly. I mean, he's still well handicapped on his old form. And in a race where, as I say, you've got question marks about a lot of them off layoffs, those that have run, wouldn't say are quite up to scratch. So Royal Plaza would be the next best at air tomorrow. That is the 2:40.
Okay. The Nap, though, comes at Leicester. That's on the flat, the 4:10, to handicap over 7 furlongs. The final race on the card, actually, and it's for amateur jockeys.
Yes.
Now, in these races, it can often pay to look at the jockeys, and I believe that's exactly what you've done.
I wouldn't say that's exactly what I've done, because when I saw the race card and thought, what's Simon Walker riding here? I'll pick that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I've done.
Right.
I like My Girl Maisie here.
It is nice when you get the best jockey on one of the best horses. Isn't
yeah.
It? You don't want to be having... I mean, it's obviously a plus if you've got an inverted commas, no-hoper with Simon Walker on it. It all of a sudden becomes a slight-hoper. But at the same time...
I think in these races, the jockey matters a lot more. The majority of races where you've got professionals riding,
mm-hmm.
I think the best horse usually wins.
Yeah.
In the amateur races, I would say less often. And you've got some fairly well. You've got a few decent pilots in here. James's brother, Pat Millman's very experienced. As is Mr. James King, as good rider as is Jordan Williams, but Ross Burkett as well. So you've got some experienced riders, but you've also got some very inexperienced riders in this race.
Who may be great, we just don't know.
Yeah,
about
we
them
just
yet.
Don't know about them. Yeah. But in this sort of company, on the law of averages, you're going to say they're probably not very good.
Yeah.
So I go with My Girl Maisie. I mean, her herself, she's had a really good year so far.
I was going to say, you got the best jockey on and she won last time out.
Yeah, she's three wins from 11 runs this year.
Yeah.
Richard Guest was in the doldrums for a bit, but his yard are right back in form. She was a winner at Musselburgh 21 days ago. That was on soft ground. Good to soft tomorrow, so there'll be no issue with the ground. It's got the best jockey, well, arguably, if not the best jockey in the race, riding it. And the Guest Guard are really, really... really good form. And Dano, admit it, I don't think he's won for about 3 or 4 years, has been maintaining his form this year. He won ahead from Damo last time, My Girl Maisie. But Dano's form, admittedly, he's not been winning, but he's pretty good yardstick at that level.
Yeah.
So, I just thought it just stuck out like a sore thumb. Simon Walker, but for Richard Guest. It's a pound well in. It's got a good drawing for. It'll go on the ground, and it's an in-form filly. 3 wins from 11, won last time at Musselburgh. From admittedly, a horse who didn't win very often, but is a solid yardstick.
My Girl Maisie, then, the Nap for Ollie on Monday afternoon. Good stuff, all. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. We'll be back tomorrow with another racing podcast here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.